right, check your time. It's 10 o'clock. A very good morning to you, and thanks for joining us on another edition of the program DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. Well, DPR Half Hour is proudly sponsored by the Department of Petroleum Resources, the federal agency that is charged with the responsibility of regulating and monitoring oil and gas activities in Nigeria, just to ensure compliance with proven standards and best global practices. Well, the program gets to X-ray the activities of the agency and the petroleum sector in Nigeria every Wednesday from 10 to 10:30. Well, 1 minute past 10 is time check, and we're saying officially, welcome to DPR Half Hour this Wednesday. My name is Ahmed Olalikon. And on the program today, we will be looking at a division of the DPR, the planning division of the agency. And as a listener, remember you have a chance to be a part of the program by sending in your views. You can call the studio lines 0818-706-9979 or 0813-331-3172. You can call any of those numbers to ask questions, to venture thoughts on the program today. You can also send messages on our social media platforms. We're on Facebook at www.facebook.com/DPR Hotline. We're also on Instagram at DPR Hotline. We're on Twitter at DPR Hotline. Better still, you can send an email to info@dpr.gov.ng. Well, we'll take a quick break now, and DPR Half Hour will be back. Please stay. All right, glad to know you're still there. If you're just joining us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. Now, we have a guest in the studio today. I told you earlier that we have officials of the planning division of the DPR. We have the full team. So when you see the planning guys in the studio, you know they're here to talk a lot about planning. And we have the Assistant Director, Budget and Strategic Planning of the planning division of the DPR, Mr. Steve Ayuba. Glad to have you in the program today.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We also have the accountant, planning division of the DPR, Mr. Badmus Mustafa Muftau. Thanks for coming.
It's a pleasure.
We have a lady in the house, Anome Okugu. She's a senior economist and of the planning division, the DPR. Glad to have you today on the program.
Thank you very much.
All right. So let's kickstart. Let's get into business now. The assistant director of budget and strategic planning is here, and he will be doing a lot of explanations for us when it comes to the planning function of the department here in Nigeria. And let's look at the role of the planning division of the DPR. A lot of people say things like, well, what does the DPR do? What has the DPR got to do with planning? So tell us now, what's the major role of the planning division of the agency?
All right, the Department of Petroleum Resources, as you're very well aware by now, it's one of the leading agencies of government that is mandated to ensure that the oil and gas industry operates optimally and creates value for Nigeria as a country. As a regulator, you're going to find that our roles are generally geared towards ensuring that every aspiration that this nation has from the oil and gas industry, that those aspirations are fully realized. But then when you come to the Department of Petroleum Resources, you're going to find that the performance of DPR as an organization is heavily guided by how well we plan. There's a popular cliche that says, if you fail to plan, then absolutely you're planning to fail. And because DPR, as a regulatory agency, wants to ensure that government is always succeeding in all that it promises to Nigeria, the planning division then is responsible for ensuring that all the government takes that the oil and gas industry generates for this nation, that it is administered in a way where government earns maximum results in receiving everything that is due to Nigeria, whether it's royalty, gas flare penalties, signature bonuses, concession rentals. There's also a revenue stream that we call the miscellaneous oil revenue. Now, all of those revenues are administered by the planning division in a way to ensure that government receives maximum return from this sector. Now, one of the many other things that the planning division also does is to ensure that the entire hydrocarbon chain in Nigeria, which cuts across the upstream, the midstream, and the downstream, that as a nation, Nigeria, that we're able to optimize the value that we get from this value chain through ensuring that all our activities are done within cost benchmarks that will then create values for us that are very, very encouraging. Now, as a planning division, again, you will discover that we ensure that our organization as the Department of Petroleum Resources is run and managed in a way where our performance is very optimal. We are also responsible for preparing the enterprise budget of all the operations of the Department of Petroleum Resources. And because data, it's one of the lifelines of any successful business, more particularly when you come to oil and gas business, then you find that data practically drives a lot of the major decisions that are taken. The planning division in DPR is also responsible for coordinating all the enterprise data administrative roles, so that at any time any investor needs information on the oil and gas industry, you can always obtain reliable and accurate information
from the planning division.
So in the summary, these are some of the leading roles that the planning division of DPR undertakes for the organization.
All right, quite a comprehensive summary if you ask me. It looks like a huge job. How big is the division?
So the planning division in DPR is structured in a manner where all the key competencies that we require are made available. Now, the number of staff goes from anything 31 to about 35 or 40 staff. But then the very important thing to note is not really the number of staff. What you need is the right competencies and the right capabilities that will deliver on all the roles that we have. So if you look at if you look at the staff that the planning division has, you're going to find the economists, their petroleum engineers, their chemical engineers, their accountants. And why do you need a bouquet of all of these competencies? Because when you plan, when you run strategy roles, you need to then have people who clearly understand how our industry operates. All right. So when you come to the planning division, you'll find all of those competencies.
Interesting. Well, we have one of the competencies in the house, and maybe he's a senior economist. What are some of the things you do as a senior economist? I'm wondering why you need the services of a senior economist in a planning division of the DPR?
Okay. As an economist in the planning division, you may be tasked with the responsibility of assessment for companies. So when we talk about assessment, we're looking at what the producing companies are supposed to remit to the government as government take.
Okay.
So when you look at an oil producing company who is into crude oil production, you want to know the volume of production that comes out of the field. You want to know what they owe the government as royalties. And you want to ensure that what is owed to the government is actually paid as at when due. So the assessment of that process is done by an economist. That's just one of the few roles.
Okay, aside so many other roles.
Now,
Mr. Yuba, you did mention something when you were given that broad introduction. You said things about royalty, revenue stream. Can you explain the revenue streams that constitutes the government's take, which DPR administers on behalf of the Federation?
All right, thank you very much for that question. So if you look at the oil and gas industry, there are so many revenues that come to government. In the business of oil and gas, a lot of the revenues that comes to government are classified as government take. And then when you then really look at the government take, you'll find that it's made up of so many revenue components. One of the main revenue components that we administer for government is the signature bonus. Now, anytime acreage award is it's undertaken, one of the revenues or one of the economic rents that comes to government is the signature bonus.
Now,
signature bonus. So signature bonus is one of the economic rents that comes to government. It's a government take when acreages, that's oil blocks, are awarded to prospective investors in the oil and gas. Now, normally blocks are awarded for any period up to 20 years. Once those blocks have expired, and then those blocks have to be renewed for another given period of time, normally you will find the owners of those blocks being expected to pay a renewal fee. That also comes as signature bonus. So that's just one of the components that is termed as a government take. Oil royalty, also economic rents that government takes from the exploration and production of oil and gas. So oil royalty is another component of the government take. Gas royalty is another resource that you can then generate from oil and gas activity. Government also takes royalty from that. There's a component of the government take that is known as the concession rentals. So once a block has been allocated or awarded to any prospective investor, it is expected that annually there are rents that will be paid to government, known as concession rentals. Now, for gas flare payments, that's another component of a government take. Then miscellaneous oil revenues for all the licenses and the approvals that the Department of Petroleum Resources awards on behalf of issues on behalf of the government. There are statutory fees that are normally associated with the award of those licenses. And now there are so many of them. There are hundreds of licenses that the Department of Petroleum Resources issues every year. The statutory fees that are normally charged with respect to issuing those licenses are generally tagged as miscellaneous or revenue. Now, because we are effecting and ensuring that regulatory requirements are being met, in situations where regulatory requirements are breached, then you'll find that the provisions of the laws of the Federal Republic of Nigeria requires in certain situations that penalties and fines are also paid by anyone that breaches what the prescribed regulatory requirements are.
Okay.
So when you take all of these components, they generally make part of what the government takes from oil and gas operations.
All right, you mentioned two different terms there. You said concession rentals and you said royalty. You know, you're using those two words differently. Yeah. What's the difference between them, concession rentals and royalties?
So concession rentals, and then I'll just give an example. So if for example, Lagos State government issues you a land, a COO, like we typically also do in oil and gas, you have an oil mining license. Now, every year you pay what is called a ground rent to Lagos State government because you've been given a right to then own a land that belongs to Lagos State. Now, it's the same thing with oil and gas. Once you're given an oil mining license, government has considered you fit to own the right to exploit and produce oil and gas resource in Nigeria. Now, that right that you earn every year for that license that you have, depending on the acreage that that license covers, you are expected to pay what is called a rental to the government.
Okay.
And then every year you pay rentals that are termed as concession rentals. While oil royalty is then derived from when you start producing the resource in that license.
Okay.
So you have a license that produces gas. Every barrel of gas or every barrel of oil that you produce, or every 1,000 scf of gas that you produce from that license, government expects that royalties will be paid on what has been produced. While for having the rights to own a concession, a rent is paid based on the acreage, the size of the acreage that you have.
All right, pretty clear now. Okay. So how is oil royalty determined? How do you determine that?
Okay, so oil royalty, it's a very technical activity that the Department of Petroleum Resources coordinates for the government. You'll find that because royalty has to do with what is produced. So every time you compute royalties, one of the critical components that goes into determining the royalty that has to be paid to government is what you produce. So there's production, whether it's oil or gas. Oh. Now, again, because royalty then has to do with revenue, and then where your crude oil is sold is normally sold on a global scope. The price that that product, the price that that resource is sold also contribute in determining the royalty that government earns. Then, if you also understand how oil and gas works, oil and gas in Nigeria is produced from different terrains. So we produce oil onshore, we produce oil offshore, we produce oil and gas in deep offshore. Now, the terrains also contribute to how much royalty you are expected to pay to the government. Then, so you find that for every terrain, there are different rates that are applied to the production that you have with the price of the resource that you produce from that terrain. And then lastly, for crude oil, because crude oil can come in different qualities, you find that technically one of the major components that is used to determine the quality of crude that you have is what is called the specific gravity. So those four components...
Specific gravity, what's that?
So the API specific gravity. So crude can come in different density. So technically, the price of crude is then determined by the quality of crude that you have. So when you compute the royalty that goes to government, the royalty computation formula normally takes due cognizance of all of these parameters, and there are standard formulations that are then used to determine that the right royalties are determined.
All right, so I see the economists have a lot of work to do there. If you're just joining us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. And today we're talking about the planning division. We're speaking with members of the planning division of the DPR. They're telling us all that goes into planning for the department and how it helps Nigeria generally. We'll take a very quick break now, and when we return, we have an accountant in the house. We know when we have accountants, what we talk about is money, balance the book, and all. And when we return, we'll ask him some questions, critical questions that we need to know about Nigerians. Stay here, we'll be back.
DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
The 18th International HSC Biannual Conference on Oil and Gas Industry in Nigeria will hold in Lagos with the theme Driving Sustainability in the Oil and Gas Industry through Improved Stakeholders' Environmental Stewardship. Date 26th to 28th November 2018 at the Hotels and Suites. Registration fees 100,000 naira per participant, 50,000 naira for each CPC members and presenting authors, 20,000 naira per student with valid ID cards. Participants should kindly indicate their willingness to attend by registering electronically via www.oghseconf.com.ng. Interested exhibitors should book for their space requirements electronically on or before July 13, 2018. For further inquiries, please contact Mrs. Emily Ayaize, Secretary, Conference Planning and Management Committee on 081-7365-4981. Mrs. Titilaya, just Chairperson, Local Organizing Committee on 0703400082, or Mr. Paul. call Osu Chairman Publicity and Protocol on 081-1395-2154 or visit our website www.oghseconf.com.ng. Email inquiries at oghseconf.com.ng. Signed, Mrs. Onyebuchi C. Shibeldu, Chairperson, Conference Planning Committee.
All right, glad to know you're still there. If you're just joining us, you're listening to DBR Half Hour on the Network Service of Radio Nigeria. We still have our planning guys in the studio, yes, responsible for the planning division of the DPR. Before we went on that break, we did see something that's about money and how they come in. Now, Mr. Yuba, let's look at the department and revenue performance so far. What can you say about it?
Okay, so the Department of Petroleum Resources has performed very creditably with respect to performing the role of revenue generation for government. So what happens every year, government determines what all the revenue generation agencies must then contribute to the coffers of government as revenues. And if you look at the performance of the Department of Petroleum Resources in the last 5 years, say 2013 to 2017, you will find that DPR has consistently generated revenues to government on a year-to-year basis, probably except for 2017, or on a basis where we generate more revenues than the targets that are allocated to us. Cumulatively, if you put our revenue performance, you will find that DPR has generated well over 4 trillion naira for the Federal Republic of Nigeria in the last 5 years. In the next 5 years, our projections are looking very bright. We're going to continue to do exceedingly much better than we've done in the last 5 years, generating the kind of revenues that government expects of us.
All right, so that's good news for Nigerians and the federal government generally.
Yeah.
Alright, if you're just joining us and that you want to be a part of the program to ask questions, you can call 0818-706-9979, that's 0818-706-9979. You can also call 0813-331-3172, that's 0813-331-3172. Maybe you need some kind of clarification on some of the issues that have been addressed here in the program this morning. Or you have a question for our guest in the studio. They are professionals at what they do. Maybe they might be able to provide the answers that you need. So you can call those numbers to be a part of DPR Half Hour this morning. All right, before we move over to our accountant in the studio, let's see if we can squeeze a few calls. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Awolowo from Ikorodu, go ahead. You have 1 minute, please. What's your question?
Okay, is there any company registered under your corporate affairs? Is there any energy of company that registered with you?
Hello? I don't understand. Do you understand the question, Mr. Ayuba?
I'm trying to.
Can you rephrase that question? I'm finding it hard to understand it. Is there any company that does what?
There are some organizations that put themselves energy off. That will do seminars with. And since then, we have been calling the number, it's not going. The company will call energy off, dealing with petrol and gas.
Okay. Okay, keep listening and he will respond to that quickly. Mr. Yuba, you got the question,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
all right.
So, what's his name?
Awolowo.
Okay, Mr. Awolowo, good morning and thank you for joining us. What I will advise you do, because every company that provides any form of service to the oil and gas industry in Nigeria is expected to be duly registered and accredited with the Department of Petroleum Resources. I will advise that you use the contact numbers that have been provided to get across to DPR. We can do a due diligence on the company and then be able to provide you with the information that you need. If they were registered with DPR, absolutely, from our oil and gas industry service portal, we'll be able to get that information across.
So how do they get to you? What's that? Is there an email or a number to call?
Okay, so all the numbers.
Okay. Hello, good morning. Good morning, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm Stephanie, I'm calling from Kubwa.
All right, Stephanie from Kubwa in Abuja.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead, Stephanie.
Okay, so I just want to know something. I want to know about the employment. Like, I just want to know about the employment because of last year, like, I know of people writing exams, I'm waiting for the interview, and I'm getting some clue that they're giving out the job strictly to me. So I just want to know why.
Okay, all right, question noted. So do you want to react to that, or...?
Okay, so Stephanie, thank you for having indicated interest in wanting to work with the Department of Petroleum Resources. We will also advise that you liaise with the appropriate authorities in DPR that we are responsible for all the recruitment activities. The numbers that have also been given, 01279-0000, that's four zeros, will give you access to DPR. And then you can direct that inquiry.
Okay, so moving on now, let's talk to the money man, the accountant, planning the vision of the DPR. It's interesting to know that the agency generates a lot of money for the federal government. Can you list some of the DPR accounts where federal government collected revenues are paid into?
Okay, thank you. The petroleum activity is in the exclusive list of the Constitution. Hence, all revenue administered by the Department of Petroleum Resources are collected on behalf of the Federation. DPR on its own does not operate a particular account for itself. Okay. All accounts are designated with the Central Bank of Nigeria, which, depending on the denomination, the currency of payment, you can either pay through the remitter, that is the TSA, or the JP Morgan account for foreign currencies. And we need to emphasize that DPR does not have any particular account for itself. Rather, all payments due to the Federation are received into designated accounts.
Okay. With the CBN. All right. Now we have 1 minute now. Mr. Ayuba, let's just get your closing remarks. Can you do that in 1 minute?
Okay, so the Department of Petroleum Resources, as a leading agency of government, will continue to work using all the planning tools that we have to ensure that DPR is continuously transforming into becoming an organization that promotes sustainable development of the oil and gas industry in a manner that guarantees optimum returns to all stakeholders, ensures that government continues to receive maximum take from the oil and gas industry, and then ensure that we promote effective transparency and accountability in the oil and gas industry.
All right, some words of assurance there from the Assistant Director of Budget and Strategic Planning of the Planning Division of the DPR, Mr. Steve Ayuba. Thanks for coming on the program today.
Thank you very much.
Many thanks also to the Accountant, Planning Division of the DPR, Mr. Badmus Muftau. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And of course, our economist in the house who does all the analysis and telling the people you have to pay this and pay that, Anome Okugo. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
All right, we have to go now. Many thanks to the crew, Tony Obuago, Kamaline Adego, and of course the sound engineer, Ido Ezebio. My name is Ahmed Olaliko. Until next week, Wednesday, with another edition of the program, DPR Half Hour, come your way on the network service of Radio Nigeria. We say, please stay out of trouble. Good morning.